Sun and clouds, high 30. Don't forget to listen online at WCDOLive.com.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, good evening and welcome everybody. It's Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports. I know you've probably forgotten who I am at this point, but it's good to be back, folks. This is the first time we are going to have a live basketball game or any sporting event here on WCDO in just about 11 months. I believe the last game we did was at the Broome County Arena back in maybe early March. It was the Section 4 Championship Games when Norwich was playing. It was that whole weekend where we had Unitico girls playing, we had Cooperstown girls playing, we had Norwich boys and girls playing, so there was a lot going on. And then everything happened with coronavirus, and you fast forward 11 months, and here we are. So it's good to be back here tonight as I am live at Gilbert Silmount Upton for this girls' basketball game. I can't even say that it's a Tri-Valley matchup because basically, the way this is working, everybody's kind of playing an independent schedule, but these are two Tri-Valley teams facing off tonight as the GMU girls are hosting the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. So, welcome into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break down this matchup. Two teams that we haven't seen since last year, some new faces, but some very familiar faces as well. So this should be a fun game here tonight, and there's a lot of storylines in this one. So we'll talk about it all when we get back right here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight. I'm live in the balcony at GMU. If you've ever been here, they have a beautiful balcony overlooking the floor and a great spot. Normally, this is not where I would set up for a game here. Usually, I'm more down on the floor, but with all the guidelines and protocols, this is where I'm at. I'm literally the only fan in the gym. So a big thank you to GMU and to several of the other schools that are allowing us to come in and broadcast these games since no spectators are allowed. Each school is setting up their own sort of feed, so you could log on to the GMU YouTube channel tonight. You could watch this game. Many schools are doing the same exact thing so that fans and parents and relatives at home can log on and watch the games. Now, you could try to sync up our broadcast with the video. I don't know if that's exactly going to work. We're two, you know, separate independent things, but it might be close. So hopefully if you're at home, we're kind of all learning this stuff on the fly. I know some of the bigger schools in the area already had that video set up through various channels, maybe the Huddle program, etc. But a lot of schools have said, hey, we've had 2 weeks to figure out this video streaming system. They've had to buy cameras. They've had to get the tripods or the wall mounts or whatever to make this possible. So if you're watching at home and it's not 100% perfect, you can understand they haven't had a lot of time to work with here. So either way, I think the most important thing is that the kids are very, very excited to be back out on the floor here tonight. Of course, I think one of the big storylines for this game is that girls from Franklin, girls from GMU have been playing on a lot of the same AAU teams over the last couple of months, spring and summer and into the fall. When you look at GMU and Hannah Bonskowski and Ashlyn Marin, they've been playing a lot of AAU with, of course, the Campbell sisters, Marissa and Kayla from Franklin. So I think they're going to be very familiar with each other, and those are the players that are going to be going head-to-head here tonight. I'm interested to see how GMU tries to match up with Kayla Campbell, who is probably the best player right now in the Tri-Valley League, averaged over 20 points a game last year and helped Franklin to win a Tri-Valley championship. So it's going to be interesting. How can GMU shut her down? She's a player that can get out on the floor, can run, can shoot. She has a little bit of everything. So GMU is really going to have to pay close attention to Kayla, but you also can't leave Marissa open. She's a deadly shooter from three-point range. So we'll see what GMU does there on defense. In terms of Franklin guarding GMU, I think GMU might have a little size on the inside, a little size advantage there. When you look at Ashlyn Marin and when you look at Megan Perrine on the inside, those are two girls that they're going to have to try to keep off the boards here tonight. So we'll see how that goes. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots. Of course, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Let's look at the starting lineups first for Franklin and head coach Mike Dutcher. They have junior number 2, Marissa Campbell, senior number 20, Paige Dutcher, junior number 22, Kayla Campbell, junior number 24, Zoe Warren, and junior number 32, Meredith Shivers. On the other side for GMU and head coach Tanya Barnes and assistant Sandy Bonskowski, they start with a sophomore number 5, Hannah Bonskowski, junior number 13, Ashlyn Marin. The lone senior for GMU is number 15, Olivia Held, junior number 25, Tammy Barnes, and sophomore number 34, Megan Perrine. So GMU is going to be going right to left here tonight. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim, and Franklin is in the road purple uniforms with the gold stripe down the side and the white lettering. It says Raiders across the front of the GMU uniform and Purple Devils in front of the Franklin uniform. So here we go. Everybody is ready to go here tonight. We will tip things up. Everybody in the gym has a mask on, folks, so if you're wondering how they're doing this at home, that's one thing that is required, is that everybody, officials, coaches, even the broadcaster, has a mask on here tonight. So the opening tip actually gets knocked out of bounds. Franklin will have possession here with just 2 seconds gone, and they are going to inbound in front of the GMU bench. Again, I'm in the balcony tonight, so going left to right on my screen, if you can envision it that way, is Franklin going left to right. So Kayla Campbell will have the ball, guarded by Hannah Bonskowski. And let's see, GMU is going to go with a little triangle and two, it looks like. Franklin's going to try a left side three from Marissa Campbell, and it's too strong. Rebound for Hannah Bonskowski, and down the floor here for GMU. We're going to have an early whistle. And it looks like the clock was not working. So as I was saying on Twitter just a few minutes ago, I said, hey, tune into the broadcast. I got to let's knock the rust off together, right? I think everybody in the gym is not used to this routine, the clock operator, the officials, the players. everybody's a little out of shape here tonight. So, let's see if they can get this clock situation fixed up here. And we'll get back underway as GMU will have the ball at midcourt. And still working on this clock here. They're going to let a couple of seconds run off here in the opening first couple of, seconds of this ball game here. Scoreless between GMU and Franklin. The other game we're going to do this week is on Friday night, the Norwich boys hosting Cooperstown. That'll be a 7:15 tip on Friday with our Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes before. So, yeah, they ticked that down 10 seconds, and so GMU will get it at midcourt. So those are the two games we're hoping to do this week, all weather permitting. So Bonskowski has the ball, top of the key, GMU going right to left. They dump it to the inside for Ashlyn Marin in the blue paint, has to dribble it out there as she lost control. Right wing corner tried to skip across the top of the defense, stolen away by Marissa Campbell. Now to Kayla Campbell, taking it the length of the floor. Right-handed layup is up and good. And Kayla Campbell, again, has been playing a lot of travel basketball over the last few months. She is going to be very tough to stop here tonight. She gets the opening 2 points of the game, and Franklin leads 2-0 with 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Olivia Held, left wing side, kicks it out for Marin, a long three, and we will have a whistle. And it looks like a timeout's going to be taken here by GMU head coach Tanya Barnes. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, 7:15 to go in the first quarter. Franklin 2, GMU nothing. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly residential and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. Nate Law with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. GMU with the ball out of the timeout, going right to left. Here is Olivia Held, lost control of it, steal by Franklin, and Meredith Shivers will get it to Kayla Campbell. In transition, finds Zoe Warren. Now a worse one back out to Campbell. For Marissa Campbell, Kayla finds Marissa, the long three off the side of the rim, a rebound for GMU and Megan Perrine. Outlet pass for Olivia Held with 6:50 to go in the first quarter, live here tonight from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, and it's the Franklin girls leading GMU 2-0. GMU working the ball to the top of the key here with Olivia Held. Dribbles, wants to work it to the interior for Hannah Bonskowski. Turn around, little baby hook is good for Bonskowski. And it's a 2-2 ball game with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Both teams looking pretty good so far, settling into the early rhythm of this game. Left side here for Kayla Campbell. Long three, bang, boom goes the dynamite for Kayla Campbell. And she has the first 5 points of the game here for Franklin. With 6:15 to go in the first quarter, Franklin leading 5-2. This could turn into a track meet, and GMU is going to have to be able to score. That's one key to tonight's game. Here's Perrine in the corner to the interior for Ashlyn Marin, but they're going to say Perrine traveled as she was trying to get that pass off. Now she'll come to the bench, and Madeline Payne will come into the game here for GMU. 6:05 to go first quarter, and it is Franklin 5 and GMU 2. Kayla Campbell with all 5 points so far for the Franklin Purple Devils. Campbell at the top of the key looking to try to get it to the interior. We'll go for Zoe Warren. Now back out to Kayla into the corner for Shivers. Shivers back to Kayla Campbell. Another three splash from downtown. And Kayla Campbell with back-to-back threes. She has all 8 points that Franklin has. And Franklin leads 8-2 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Held. Finds Marin. Steps in. Jumper. Hit the rim 2-3 times and falls. First bucket of the night there for the junior, Ashlyn Marin. And GMU cuts into that lead. It's Franklin 8 and GMU 4 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Franklin with the basketball and Paige Dutcher. We'll work one back to Shivers, who's out near midcourt, as Franklin goes left to right. Here is Warren, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, gets it back to Dutcher, now to the high post, 10 on the shot clock. They'll work it to the interior for Kayla Campbell, again guarded by Bonskowski. Kayla now works her way back up to the foul line. Shot was partially blocked, but we'll have our first foul call of the game. Looks like they're going to get it on Ashlyn Marin here with 5:05 to go first quarter. And Kayla was in a tough spot there. She had worked her way back up to the elbow. Ashlyn came up, got a piece of that shot, but they'll say she also got a piece of the wrist there. So Kayla will step in to shoot two. First foul shot is up and good, in an eerily quiet gym here, as Kayla now has 9 points. Of course, went over the 1,000-point mark last year as just a sophomore, and I'm sure she's very glad to have this season to continue to work on that point total, as I think if she has two full seasons, if she'd had this junior year and the senior year, she would have a great chance at cracking 2,000. Kayla makes the second foul shot, so she has 10 points already here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, as Franklin leads 10-4 with 5:05 to go in this first quarter. Olivia held down the right side of the floor as GMU goes right to left. Wants to pass it back up to the top of the key here for Marin. Dumps one off for Bonskowski. Drewell dribbles to the left side here for Olivia Held. Steps in, tries to go to the interior, was looking for Maddie Payne off her fingertips, and a steal for Franklin. And now working her way back up the floor, Bonskowski is going to get whistled for a reach from behind, as she was trying to poke that away there from Kayla Campbell across the midcourt logo. And so the first foul of the night on Hannah Bonskowski. With 4:45 to go in this first quarter, Franklin leading 10-4. So again, these schools are not playing a league schedule. There's no playoffs, nothing like that. It's basically just try to schedule your closest neighbors, whoever you can, and try to get some games in. Looks like most teams are going to get about 6 games in between now and March 6th, which will be the end of the season. Franklin off of that foul. They'll work it to the interior for Marissa Campbell. Her shot wouldn't go, and another foul on the rebound as Kayla was crashing the glass hard there. And boy, oh, this is a tough one for GMU, as they're going to give this second foul to Ashlyn Marin with 4.5 gone in the first quarter and Franklin leading 10-4. So that's 2 fouls on Marin, and she's going to have to head over to the bench to have a seat next to head coach Tanya Barnes. And GMU is going to have to go to the bench with Mackenzie Barnes here. So Mackenzie and Tammy Barnes are the nieces of head coach Tanya Barnes. So she's got 2 family members on the team here this year. Kayla's first foul shot is good. Kayla has 11 points, and Franklin has 11 points, as the Purple Devils lead 11-4 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. So Kayla settling in at the line. Again, just a junior. Second shot is good. She has 12 points, and the Purple Devils have jumped out to a 12-4 lead on the road here in the first game of this shortened season. We'll talk more about that during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report here as well. We can update you on what teams are doing. Bonskowski with the left wing 3, no good. Kayla Campbell the rebound. Chest pass for Zoe Warren. Now back out to Marissa. Here is Marissa Campbell. A dribble drive down to the right low block. Tries a reverse layup. It's off the mark. Rebound for GMU. And that's Mackenzie Barnes, who was windexing the glass there. Halfway through the first quarter, Franklin leads 12-4 on the road at GMU. A long three-pointer from that right wing side for Tammy Barnes is good. Hit the glass. The bank is open, and GMU cuts into that lead. Kayla Campbell back the other way is fouled as she takes it to the rim. I think this is going to be number 2 on Bonskowski with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Nice shot there on the other side of the floor by Tammy Barnes. Tough angle, used the glass, and banked it in to make it 12-7. But yeah, that's 2 on Bonskowski. So arguably GMU's 2 best players in Bonskowski and Marin, both with 2 quick fouls here in the first quarter, and they'll have to go to the bench. And so coming in for GMU is Sky Wilson. And Kayla goes right back to the line here for Franklin with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Shot is off the mark and no good. So 12-7 the score. Franklin on top of GMU. And she'll settle in for the second shot at the line. Boy, very interesting watching everybody play out there with masks on. I want to talk more about that during one of these breaks that we have. Kayla goes 0-2 at the line. You don't see that every day. And back up the floor here for GMU on the rebound. Olivia Held will work one to the interior. GMU now is going to have to pump it back out. There was too much traffic in there. It was all junked up. Here's Sky Wilson back to the top of the key, finding Tammy Barnes to the far side for Held. GMU going right to left. 10 on the shot clock. They go to the interior for Maddie Payne. Back out to Held, right wing side, straight away. Long 2. Foot was on the line. They're going to give her a 1. No, they will give her a 2 there for Tammy Barnes. So back-to-back buckets for GMU's Tammy Barnes. Kayla wants to answer for Franklin. Shot was too short here. Gets her own rebound on following her shot. And Franklin will kick it back out to try to reset on offense. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, GMU has slowly got back into this game. Now a ball is loose on the floor. Franklin scoops it up. They're in their own offensive end of the floor. Kayla forces a shot there in the paint. Little floater. And off the mark, no good. GMU with the rebound. Again, 2:45 to go in this first quarter. And it was 12-4, and now it's 12-9. GMU trying to answer with, again, arguably their two best players on the bench. Kudos to this group coming off the bench to try to get things going. And GMU tries to go to the high post through the hands there of Maddie Payne. Intercepted, taken away by Franklin. Here is Zoe Warren back down the floor. Pumped fake, but didn't pull the trigger. Now she finds Marissa Campbell for three. Right side, got it. And Marissa Campbell, the twin sister of Kayla, fires that one home. And Franklin leads 15-9 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. GMU back over the half-court timeline. Again, going right to left there in the white uniforms tonight. Franklin wearing the purple. A long two again here off the glass and in for Tammy Barnes. She has the last 7 points for GMU, keeping it a four-point game. Franklin 15 and GMU 11 with a 1:50 to go here in the first quarter to the high post for Shivers. Shivers back out to Kayla Campbell. They let her into the paint off the glass. Too strong. Gets her own rebound, mops it up, and puts it in. And Kayla has 14 points. And you got to keep a body on her. You cannot let her get those second-chance opportunities. She's too good of a player. She will finish. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. GMU trailing Franklin 17-11. Back out to the left side of the floor. Barnes no good. Rebound is up and in for Maddie Payne. Working hard inside. Picked up that rebound. Put it up and in. A high-scoring first quarter here between these Tri-Valley League rivals. Purple Devils with the ball. Here is Warren. Works one back out to the top of the key. Now for Lucia Temple. Temple to the inside for Shippers. Nice up and under move off the glass. Won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. Zoe Warren scoops it up and in. And Zoe Warren with her first basket of the game. And Franklin leads 19-13 with 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. And GMU will slowly walk it up the floor here. I'll be interested to see how much wind these two teams have as well. Who's a little bit more in shape during this shortened season? They've really only had a couple, maybe a week of practice, maybe a week and a half. So we'll see who's in better shape. Franklin quickly in transition. Kayla Campbell is shot from the foul line. No good. Purple Devils with the rebound. Right back to Kayla. Baby hook off the glass and up and in. 16 points in the first quarter for Kayla Campbell. And it's 21-13. Franklin on top with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. GMU had worked so hard to get it back down to a four-point deficit. But a few shots by Kayla balloons it right back up. Now a steal by Marissa Campbell. Ahead for Kayla. She wants to finish in transition and will. 18 for Kayla Campbell. And it's 23-13. 8 seconds left here, first quarter. Can GMU get it up the floor in time to try to get one last shot off? They're at midcourt. And looks like they will not get one off before the buzzer rings. End of the first quarter, Franklin girls on top of GMU, 23-13. Kayla Campbell with 18 points for Franklin in the first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we start the second quarter here live tonight from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. Boy, it feels good to be back at a ball game. It's a little different. There's no fans in the building. Most schools are saying no fans except for maybe senior night where each athlete could get two parents in or two people of their choosing. And but besides that, I mean, it kind of feels like an AAU tournament, maybe an early morning game where there's not a lot of fans there yet, or kind of like a scrimmage, too. Reminds me a lot of a scrimmage. I think no matter what, everybody that's in here tonight, everybody listening is just happy to see high school sports going on again. So at the end of the first quarter, now the start of the second, the Franklin girls lead GMU 23-13. Kayla Campbell went off for 18 points in the opening quarter for the FCS Purple Devils. So an amazing first quarter there for Kayla as we get back underway. GMU again going right to left in their white uniforms, the blue and the gold trim. Franklin is in the road purple uniforms with the gold trim. a pass to the interior as GMU has the ball, but a steal by Meredith Shivers of Franklin. That's going to be whistled a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it back to Franklin. So here we go, start of the second quarter, and here is Kayla Campbell. Again, went over 1,000 points last year already as a sophomore, picking up right where she left off. 18 points in the first quarter. We've seen her have games like this before, so this is not uncommon for Kayla. Franklin now with the ball, left side of the floor for Kayla Campbell. A floater off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound for GMU, and Megan Perrine trying a long home run pass ahead for Bonskowski, who's back in the game. Takes it to the rim and is fouled. Shot was short, but Hannah Bonskowski is going to go to the line. So GMU coach Tanya Barnes, I think, it was just in this moment of, okay, we're down 10. We cut it to 4. Franklin ballooned it back up. I'm going to have to put Marin and Bonskowski back in to try to keep this a manageable game. They're just going to have to play smart, try to stay out of foul trouble. Bonskowski to the line, leaves the first one short. As again, the Franklin girls lead GMU 23-13. Here with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU tonight, and it's got our game audio archive. You'll be able to go back and listen to this game and any game we've done in the past, all right there on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Bonskowski misses the second shot. Franklin quickly in transition. Zoe Warren will miss the layup. Excuse me, that was not Zoe Warren. That was Gretchen Ackley. Excuse me. Ball went out of bounds after that. We'll stay with Franklin, and Marissa Campbell will do the inbounding duties. Finds Kayla streaking to the tin. Shot was too strong. Sure Kayla will want that one back, and Sky Wilson will clean up the mess there, and GMU will get the rebound. Back up the floor for Ashlyn Marin. Wants to take it right to the rim. The floater hit the rim twice, and good. Nice move there by Ashlyn Marin. She has 4 points on that right baseline. Makes it 23-15. I think if you're GMU, if you can keep this manageable right now, that would be good. If you could get into the break and not have this be in double digits. You have to keep it to single digits. Here's Kayla Campbell, a nice give and go with Marissa. Takes it to the right low block and scores, and she has 20. That's right, folks. 20 of Franklin's 25 belong to Kayla Campbell. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. 25-15. Franklin on top of GMU. Here's Ashlyn Marin steps in for a shot. Megan Perrine the rebound. Lost control. Marin trying to help her, but it went through her fingertips out of bounds. And back to Franklin. Olivia Held will come back in for Sky Wilson. And Franklin will have possession. Again, if you are listening out there and you're wondering how can I watch this game, most schools, including GMU, are using a YouTube channel and will be streaming these games and also recording the game so you could go back later and watch as well. So if you couldn't catch it tonight, you're having a problem with the live stream, they will be uploading these games and putting them on the YouTube channel. Franklin trying to work it to the interior. Another tie-up here between Bonskowski of GMU, Shivers of Franklin. Possession arrow will give this one back to the Lady Raiders. 5:55 to go, second quarter, 25-15. Franklin in control on the road here at GMU. The GMU boys are at Franklin tonight. And so that's what a lot of schools are doing. Boys will play away, girls will play home, and then they'll switch. In fact, these two teams will meet up again on Friday. Girls will go to Franklin and vice versa for the boys. A shot there for GMU sailed out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. You can tell GMU's a little frustrated here at the moment. As, again, early season here, a shortened season. They're only going to be playing for the next 3 weeks, so it's hard to get all those little things dialed in. Both teams kind of look like, what are we doing on offense at times? Going to have a foul on the interior. Good job by Kayla Campbell trying to post up at the right low block. And the foul will be on Olivia Held of GMU, her first, team's first, here in the second quarter with 5:35 to go in the second frame, and Franklin leading 25-15. Marissa Campbell steps back, wants a three, skims the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Ashlyn Marin of GMU. She wanted that home run pass, picked up her dribble in a tough spot, lofts one now to midcourt to Bonskowski. Here is Hannah dribbling left wing side. And lost it there to Marissa Campbell. She's going to take it all the way herself. Marissa's layup is too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Marissa somehow gets her own rebound, finds Zoe Warren, pulls up, no good. Kayla Campbell, the rebound off the miss from Warren. It's good, the hoop and the harm, and she's going to the line. Kayla Campbell now with 22 points, and will step to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Franklin girls leading 27-15 with 5:08 to go in the second quarter, and Kayla will step into the line. She's just so smart, so instinctive. She knew right where she needed to be for that rebound. It was in perfect position, beat the defender, got it, scored, and she hits the foul shot. So Kayla now with 23 points, and Franklin leads 28-15. So GMU will inbound the basketball. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up after the end of this second quarter. GMU looking to go to the high post here to Megan Perrine, but a reach-in foul on Marissa Campbell. That will be her first and the team's second. And so GMU will have the ball on the far side of the floor looking to inbounds, and they'll go to Hannah Bonskowski again. The first game we've had on the air here in 11 months. Good to see high school basketball once again. A floater for Ashlyn Marin on the baseline, hits the side of the rim out of bounds, and we'll go back to Franklin. As just not enough air under that one for Ashlyn Marin. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-15 with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Here is Marissa Campbell. She wants a step back three and buries it from about a step and a half behind the line. Therefore, Marissa Campbell, she now has 6 points on two three-pointers. And Franklin has opened up this lead to 31-15. Ball at the top of the key now. Kayla Campbell takes it away from Bonskowski. Streaks down the left wing side, wants to take it to the rim, off the glass, and good 25 for Kayla. And it's Franklin 33 and GMU 15 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Left side now for Barnes. She steps in for a long three off the front of the rim, no good. Perrine is right there, nice rebound, and the layup is good on the putback to make it 33-17. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter. I know Meg has worked very hard on her game in the offseason as well and is going to try to make her mark on varsity this year as a sophomore. Ball passed to the interior off the hand. Oh, they're going to say it went off of Shivers. I thought maybe it went off Perrine there. And we'll go back to GMU. If GMU could string together a couple of good possessions here, that would be pretty big before the halftime break. Try to cut this back down. If you could get it back down to 10, that would put you in a good spot for the second half. And GMU's just going to have to try to find a way to slow down Kayla Campbell. 25 points. She's been running wild here so far in the first half with 3:35 to go in this second quarter. Marin to the inside looking for Barnes. Now works one back out to Marin. Foot on the line for a long two. Got it. And, yes, they will give her the two on that, not the three. So Marin with 6 points. 33-19 with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kayla Campbell trying to return the favor. Downtown Charlie Brown, another three there for Kayla Campbell. She's got 28, and it is Franklin 36 and GMU 19. Just when GMU gets a little momentum, Kayla comes back and says not so fast. Left side, another long three there for Tammy Barnes. No good, 3 minutes to go, second quarter. It's 36-19. Kayla over the half-court timeline, and the Eagle logo there for GMU. Works it to the interior for Marissa Campbell. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Ashlyn Marin. Marin tries to bring it down the floor, but she lost it to Marissa Campbell. Tipped out of bounds, they're going to say it was last touched by Marin. And so Franklin will get it back. Tough spot there for Marin. She didn't really have any guards to try to get it out to. And Marissa saw that, came in, collapsed on her, and was able to knock it off her leg and out of bounds. So 2:45 to go, second quarter. Franklin girls on top of GMU, 36-19. Campbell with a spin move. Left side stops, pops at the elbow. Left side too short. Ball out of bounds. No, saved by Kayla. Good job to dance along that line and save it. Now the ball loose on the floor, and both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Possession arrow will keep it with the Purple Devils with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 28 points for Kayla Campbell. Wow, just an amazing performance. You can see how hard she's been working. I know she's put a ton of time in over the last 11 months to continue to work on her game. She's going to be playing at the college level somewhere, that's for sure. And I think she knows, and I think Marissa knows as well, that they could both play at the college level, and they need to keep working. Kayla Campbell, left side, tries to take it to the interior, gets bumped there by Sky Wilson of GMU, so we'll have a foul. Again, Franklin leading 36-19 as Marissa Campbell will do the inbound duties on the baseline underneath the Franklin basket. They'll work it into Kayla, working one-on-one against Ashlyn Marin there. Kayla will work one out to Shivers, but it'll give and go right back to Kayla. J- He was looking to exploit that matchup and does, takes it to the rim. The kiss off the glass is good, and Kayla has 30 points here in the first half. This might be the most points I've seen in the first half of a ball game ever in my broadcasting career, at least. That is an absurd amount of points. 150 to go in the second quarter. This is a Lacey Drake-type performance, I would say, tonight here for Kayla Campbell. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it looks like it will stay here with GMU. Yeah, Kayla, Lacey, some of the best players in our WCDO coverage area. Of course, the Unitigo girls, the Perry sisters, Jenna Faulkner. We're really blessed to have a lot of great talent. Oneonta, Cooperstown, Norwich, all the local girls teams that have put on a show the last couple of years. GMU is not aware that the shot clock is nearing zero, and there it is. And the ball is going to go back to Franklin. There's some of those early season woes right there when you're just not thinking about it yet. You're not in the flow of the game. And that's a tough one. But, hey, shortened season, all these things will start to work themselves out for all the local teams. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. A shot there for Franklin is too strong. Ashlyn Marin the rebound and an outlet pass to Hannah Bonskowski as GMU goes right to left. Bonskowski stops, pops for a pull-up jumper, and got it. Bonskowski now with 4 points. And it's Franklin at 38 and GMU 21 with 1 minute to go before the halftime break. Here's Kayla Campbell. Wants to take it on the baseline, little up and under. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Sky Wilson skies for a rebound and rips it down. Ahead to Bonskowski across midcourt. Bounce pass. We'll look for Sky Wilson. Works it to the interior. Off the glass there. A shot for Mackenzie Barnes. No good. Rebound Franklin. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Franklin in transition. Here's Kayla Campbell. Oh, they didn't step in front of her. She had a wide open layup and couldn't finish it. Maybe she just wants that 30 number at the break instead. They go to the interior here for GMU. Ashlyn Marin is fouled as she goes up for a right-handed layup. And Ashlyn will head to the charity stripe here with 27 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Franklin leading 38-21. Again, we'll have our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up, so stay tuned for that. We'll give you a scoring recap. We'll talk about other games that are happening tonight as well in the area. There's 7 games happening tonight. As Marin gets the first shot to go, she has 7 points here for GMU. And as we get deeper in the week and then into next week, you know, you're looking at some nights where you're going to have 10, 11, 12 games. So not every school in the area is playing, but in a 3-week season, a lot of those teams are going to have to get those games in. So next week will be a very, very busy week. Marin gets the second foul shot, so she now leads GMU with 8 points. And Franklin leads 38-23 with 25 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Campbell will work it across midcourt. They want to play for the final shot of the half. Shot clock is off. Campbell is up near midcourt, now wants to make her move. Works her way to the right side, wants to fire up a three, in and out. And a rebound for Franklin. Back out to Kayla again. Reloads on the cannon. It won't go. Out of bounds. It's going to go back to GMU with 3 seconds left. Can they get a shot off here? We'll see. Here is Bonskowski. Looking to get the ball in here. He's going to have to loft one up for Sky Wilson. Back to Bonskowski. A half-court heave at the buzzer. Just a little short. And so our halftime score is the Franklin girls leading GMU 38-23. We'll have our Maravito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
This year, switch to Maravito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Maravito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Maravito, where our people make energy different.
You wouldn't go to a florist to buy a piano, right? So why would you go to some big box store or some online discount place to buy tires for your car? You know the old saying, you get what you pay for. And you still need to get those tires installed. That's where Sydney Tire comes in. For over 45 years, they've helped folks choose the right tire for their specific driving needs. And their tires are competitively priced. In fact, they welcome inquiries for pricing at their new website, SydneyTireinc.net. That's SydneyTireINC.net. And right now, when you buy four tires, you'll get an alignment for just $35. That's a savings of up to $44. So when it comes to buying tires, why not rely on the people with the word tire in their name? Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Consolidate your debt in 2021 with an SFCU Shake Off Your Debt Consolidation Loan. Is high-interest credit card debt weighing you down? Do you feel like you're only paying interest and not getting ahead? Do you have several small payments and want to simplify your finances?
Why not talk to SFCU about a debt consolidation loan today?
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU start at 5.99% APR for well-qualified members. Even if your credit isn't perfect, we can generally save you money on your high-interest loans and credit cards.
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU. Shake off your debt today. Apply at any branch location, online at sfcuonline.org or call 877-642-7328.
SFCU. Banking easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. See website for complete details. SFCU. Helping you save money.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, to Gilbertsville Mount Upton tonight at halftime of this girls' game between these two Tri-Valley League rivals. We have the Franklin girls leading GMU 38-23. And it's time now for the Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report. Serving the community since 1927, at Mirabado, our people make energy different. Let's go through the scoring summary. The story of this game so far is Franklin's Kayla Campbell. She has 30, yes, 30 of their 38 points. I really can't recall another time where I've seen an athlete go for 30 points in the first half. I just, boys or girls, I can't think of one. A couple years ago in the Tri-Valley Championship, I think Kayla had 18 or so at the half, and that was a stunning performance, especially in the league championship game. That was absolutely incredible. But I can't think of, you know, a Tyler Bertram, even when he had 55. I mean, that was a double overtime game. I can't think of anyone that has had 30 in the first half. I mean, normally you see 30 for the game, and you're very excited. So kudos to Kayla. You can see the hard work that she is putting in, and the same for her sister Marissa, who has 6 points here for Franklin. So between the two Campbells, Campbell sisters, they have 36 of Franklin's 38 points. The other two was a bucket, a jumper in the lane by Zoe Warren. So you can see how much the Campbell sisters mean to this Franklin team. But they've both been working very, very hard in the off season. They got involved with the Twin Tier Elite AAU program down in Binghamton. They've been going to some showcases, some tournaments. And really, just more than that, they've been in the gym, training, working, and playing. And I think during this pandemic, that has gone a long way, just to stay active and just to stay in shape and shoot, just shooting the ball and being in the rhythm of a practice and of a scrimmage, I think has gone a long ways, and that shows here tonight. This GMU team does have a lot of talent, and they are led by 8 points from Ashlyn Marin, 7 from Tammy Barnes, 4 from Hannah Bonskowski, 2 from Maddie Payne, and 2 from Megan Perrine. They got off to a little bit of a slow start. Franklin bumped up the lead. I think they were up about 8 or 10. GMU chipped it back down to 4, but then just a monster run there by Kayla in the second quarter for Franklin, has just built this lead up. And I think the most important thing to take away from all this, I'm really analyzing this game and the X's and the O's, both teams just look like they're having fun. And that is the most important thing right now. Right before GMU decided to go into the locker room for halftime, they went over with a big sign. I couldn't see what it said, but they went over to the camera where the YouTube stream is for tonight, and they were waving to the fans, and I think that's the most important thing. There is no league. There is no league championship. There's no sectionals. There's no playoffs. Whatever happens over the next 3 weeks, the most important thing is just getting out there and playing, and I think both teams are showing that here tonight. It's just about being here. Both, talking to both coaches before the game, they're like, can you believe this? Here we are. We're playing. So it's really cool. Let's take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, the Franklin girls leading GMU 38-23. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be back in a few minutes here on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. All branch locations will have their lobbies open for regular hours. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back once again to GMU, folks. I am Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. We got Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in our control room on Main Street in Sydney at the WCDO studios. A big thank you to those guys. It's not just me having to get back into the swing of things. It's our whole staff promoting these games, the guys behind the scenes that all make this possible. So a big thank you to them for helping me get the technical side of things up and going. I was so nervous today, folks. I mean, I was like triple checking my radio gear like four or five times. I checked it before I had lunch, after I had lunch. When I put my stuff in the car, I'm like, do I have everything? I mean, it's like I was packing to go on vacation. You're so afraid you're going to forget something. That's how it felt. I got to the game. I'm like, okay, what am I forgetting here? I mean, normally I feel rusty when I don't maybe call a game for 2 months during the summer. I mean, normally we're doing like a softball state championship game with deposit or something in June, and then I'm doing football in late August, early September. but 11 months, that's a little bit different. So, yes, the basketball season, independent schedule, play who you can over the next 3 weeks. So the basketball season here in our area in Section 4 will end on March 6th. And then they are, believe it or not, they're going to try to attempt to play football and soccer and some other sports from about March 19th to late April, about April 24th. So we'll see if the weather cooperates, the fields, all of that. So there's a lot to get into. But New York State and, you know, Section 4, they're all trying to get some games for these young athletes now that we've got the green light from the governor. So we'll see what happens over the next couple of weeks, but it'll be basketball between now and March 6th. So we're back underway. GMU out of the halftime break. A shot with Megan Perrine is short, and a rebound for Franklin. Teams have switched ends of the floor. So now this is Franklin in the purple with the gold trim going right to left here early in the third quarter. Here is Kayla Campbell on the baseline. Leaving one off for Meredith Shivers. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound on the long side for Hannah Bonskowski. And she will walk it up the floor here for GMU. The Raiders, again, in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim and the gold trim going left to right. Here's Ashlyn Merritt. Steps in, jumper, no good, out of bounds. Kind of skimmed that right side of the rim and then flicked out of bounds as Ashlyn has a team-high 8 points for GMU. And Ashlyn's going to go to the bench here. Might have maybe tweaked an ankle or something there. She was limping a little bit as she came off the floor. We'll hope she's okay. And so Maddie Payne's going to check back into the game now for GMU. So here is Kayla Campbell into the paint. The kiss off the glass on the runner is no good. And Megan Perrine with a rebound. And the outlet pass ahead for Bonskowski, who's crossing the Eagle logo here at midcourt for GMU. Gets off a screen, pulls up, jumper is good, but I think we're going to have an illegal screen here. Yes, and it's going to be a foul on GMU, that illegal pick there for Olivia Held. Bonskowski would like that one back. That was a good-looking shot, nothing but net, but it gets waved off. 6:55 to go here in the third quarter, live from GMU tonight, up in the balcony. First time I've called the game from up here in the old dog pound, as they used to call it back in the day. And now a jumper for Franklin from the right elbow. Zoe Warren, it's good. Warren has 4 points. Franklin leads 40-23. Bonskowski, the runner in the lane, too strong, but we will have a foul here on Franklin. So Bonskowski to the line. I would have said going into the season, if we were having a regular season, Franklin would have been the odds-on favorite to get back to the Tri-Valley Championship game and have a chance to repeat. I think Cherry Valley, Springfield would have been in that conversation. They met in the championship game last year. Two very good teams. Bonskowski's first shot from the line is up and good. She has 5 points. I think GMU, a young team, was in that conversation to maybe make some noise this year. They have the ability to play with a Franklin or a CVS. I think Morris probably would have been in that conversation. Edmiston would have been hanging around as well. Second shot for Bonskowski is no good, and a rebound for Franklin. Campbell up the floor, dumps one down low. Kayla finds Marissa underneath, up and good, and Marissa now has 8 points. And it's 42-24 with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor for Bonskowski. Floats one across, looking for Tammy Barnes, who had 7 points in the first half. Very nice job there for the junior for the Raiders. Held with a chest pass, back to Barnes. Wanted that three, pump fakes, takes it to the rim, steps through, stripped there by Marissa Campbell, and a long pass ahead here for Kayla. Kayla in transition just makes it so easy looking, and there's the broadcaster's jinx as she misses the left-handed layup after all that. Franklin with the rebound, back out, finding Shivers to the interior. Pull-up jumper there for Franklin is no good from Marissa Campbell, and a rebound for GMU. They're off to the races with Olivia Held. Now back to Bonskowski. Thought about an NBA range three there, but didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Held to the interior for Maddie Payne. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Marissa Campbell. Kudos to Marissa. She's done a really good job on the glass here tonight, rebounding the basketball. Kayla will work one back out. Now to Paige Dutcher for Warren. Far side for Shivers for a long two. Too strong. Rebound on the floor for Zoe Warren. Shortest player on the floor. Just went into the land of the trees there and was able to get that rebound. Inside for Kayla. And again, that right-handed layup won't go. It's like there is a lid on that rim on the far side of the floor for Kayla so far in the second half. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Timeout taken by GMU. With the score, Franklin at 42, GMU 24. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 42-24 is the score. The Franklin girls on top of GMU here. The opening game of the season that we've had on WCDO. There have been a couple of games over the last week or so. First game of the season for these two teams. As out of the timeout, a pick there for Anna Bonskowski. Gets a nice three off, won't go. Marin is back in the game after tweaking her ankle a couple of minutes ago. Rebound loose on the floor. Marin got tied up. And the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back here to Franklin. So again, Kayla Campbell for Franklin has 30 of their 42 points. She had all 30 of those in the first half. If you're just tuning in, yeah, Kayla has 30 in the first half. So far, it's like there has been a lid on the rim at this end of the floor. So we'll see if she can get it going again here. Paige Dutcher off the pass from Kayla Campbell. It's good. So Dutcher puts that one up and in, and it's 44-24 with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Bonskowski across midcourt will find Ashlyn Marin. And Payne have a give and go back to Marin into the paint here. And Marin with the floater, it's up and good. Kind of a disjointed play there. It was really Payne and Marin going back and forth. And Marin finally just put her head down, split two defenders, and said, I'm going to do this myself. Makes it 44-26 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter here tonight at GMU. Here's Kayla Campbell to the foul line. Pull-up jumper. Splash. There it is for Kayla. She now has 32, and she's just so smooth in transition. She sees the floor so well, finds those little gaps and those little openings. And she makes the Raiders pay right there. 3:45 to go in the third. GMU with the ball going left to right. Marin steps in, says, I'll trade you. Bucket for bucket there, Kayla, as Marin knocks down another one. She's got 12, making the last two buckets for the Lady Raiders with 3.5 to go in the third. It's Franklin 46 and GMU 28. Kayla Campbell straight away will leave one off down for Zoe Warren to Paige Dutcher to Mara the Shivers at the top of the key. Shivers will shuffle to the left side on the elbow, reverses it back to the right side here for Franklin. Marin with a steal. Picked the pocket there of Dutcher. Now Marin will put on the brakes. Looking to get the ball to a guard here. Needs some help at the top of the key. Marin to the right elbow. Still looking for a guard. Gets tied up but manages to just shovel one off to Megan Perrine. Her shot is short. Gets her own rebound. Looks to put it up. And she'll be going to the line for two. She did make the shot, but they're going to say the foul was before she got that shot off. And so Megan Perrine will go to the line here for the Raiders with 3 minutes to go in the third. Again, thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Or if you're listening on WCDOsports.com, we appreciate that. That's our game audio archive, our web stream. Everything is right there. You can even look at my Twitter feed where we've been posting a lot of scores and stats so far in this young, shortened basketball season. It's all at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So here is Perrine at the line. First shot is good. Perrine had a really nice season for GMU on JV last year, and you could tell that I think Coach Barnes wanted to bring her up this year, get her into the mix on varsity. And again, GMU only one senior, Olivia Hellett. So this is a group that I think has room to grow. They play in the off season. And they'll all be back next year as well when hopefully we're back to a full season. Perrine goes 2 for 2. She's got 4 points. 2:50 to go in the third. It's a 16-point lead here for Franklin, 46-30. Kayla Campbell works one to the interior for Marissa. Shot was blocked by Perrine. but got her on the wrist, and Marissa's going to go to the line here for Franklin. So we will be at Franklin sometime probably in the next week or two to broadcast a game there. Not sure if it'll be a guy's game or a girl's game yet, but we do have permission to be both at GMU and Franklin, so we appreciate the administrations from those schools giving us the green light to come in and broadcast. Marissa gets the first foul shot to go. She's got 9. Second shot for Marissa is good, so she's into double figures, and she has 10. So Kayla with 32 and Marissa with 10, the Campbell sisters for Franklin. 2:45 to go in the third. It's an 18-point lead now, and now a steal. Well read there by Lucia Temple. Down the left side of the floor, finding Kayla. Good. Good pass from Temple to Campbell. Makes it 34 points for Kayla and a 20-point lead for Franklin over GMU here on the road. 50-30 with 2:25 to go in the third quarter. Boskowski across midcourt, gets a screen, looking for some open real estate, has to dribble it back out. Goes to the left side of the floor now for Ashlyn Marin. Good pump fake move to get around Kayla, but it was knocked away at the last second, and a steal for Franklin. Numbers if they can hurry. Kayla in transition, right-handed layup won't go. You do not see her miss many of those, but just came up short on that one. GMU quickly in transition, and Perrine goes for the left-handed layup and is fouled by Marissa Campbell. So Perrine's going to go right back to the free throw line with 2 minutes to go in the third, and the Franklin girls on top 50-30. GMU getting some subs here, as I think another thing that we're going to see in this shortened season is that coaching staffs for all schools are going to try to play as many players as they can, make sure everybody gets in there and gets some game time and some game action. Perrine at the line, first shot is good. She's got 5, and the second shot coming here for Perrine at the line here, who's stepping up, having a real nice third quarter for GMU. Perrine's second shot rattles in. The rim down at this end of the floor is very bouncy. And if you got that soft touch, it's able to kind of settle and sit up there and go in. And here is Marissa Campbell on the baseline. Goes for a reverse layup and is fouled underneath with 1:50 to go in the third. And Franklin leading 50-32. And so they're going to say this one was on the floor. So Marissa will be doing the inbounding duties. I got to say, this game has gone very smoothly so far in terms of everything happening on the floor, the officials, besides that one little clock snafu, everything has been really good and smooth. Boy, a nice backdoor cut there. Marissa finds Kayla, and she's now got 36 points. GMU lost her on the backdoor cut, and she had a wide-open layup on that inbounds play. And Franklin now leads 52-32 with 1:35 to go in the third quarter. And to the right side of the floor here for GMU. Working to the interior, here is Barnes, and she is fouled underneath by Shivers with 1:28 to go in the third. And so Boskowski will be on the baseline and will look to inbound the basketball here for GMU. Foul situation so far late in the third here. 4 on Franklin, 3 on GMU before we get the reset at the end of the quarter. Good pass by Perrine down low looking for Held. She missed the left-handed layup, ball out of bounds, will stay with the Raiders. GMU getting some good looks here in this third quarter. Haven't been able to finish everything, but the offense looking a little more natural here. GMU with the basketball, a steal, as Held lost control of it. And Campbell on a little breakaway there gets tripped up from behind. Inadvertent trip up there from Tammy Barnes, who was chasing her down. They just kind of got their feet tangled, and everybody okay, it looks like. Kayla bounced right back up. Always hold your breath for a split second in those types of moments, but for everybody watching or listening at home, looks like Kayla is okay. Oh, boy, this is a tough break here for Franklin. Kayla was the last one to touch the ball. It rolled out of bounds. They did not call a foul on that. So rolled out of bounds. GMU will get the ball, and Franklin will take a timeout. 1:12 to go in the third. Franklin girls leading 52-32. We'll be right back after this timeout on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H.
Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devil basketball on WCDO. Located in downtown Franklin, Matthew Campbell Insurance is a hometown insurance agency you can trust. Offering a full line of insurance options from Prudential, you know you'll get the best coverage at the lowest price. Matthew Campbell Insurance also offers investment and retirement planning services, as well as business planning needs. Call today at 829-8444. Good luck, Purple Devils, from the Matthew Campbell Insurance Agency of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Minutes to go here in the third quarter. GMU will work it to the interior, and there is Megan Perrine. Now with 8 points, picked up a rebound there and was able to put it up and in. So it's 52-34 with 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Franklin with the basketball. Here's Kayla Campbell off a screen. We'll pull it down. Now a turnaround shot for Kayla. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Perrine couldn't gather up the rebound there. Went off her fingertips, out of bounds, and will stay with Franklin. With 40 seconds to go in the third. And so on the baseline, this will be Marissa Campbell looking to work it in. Kayla now will take it to the rim off the glass. It rolled off. Zoe Warren with the rebound. No, that was Temple. Temple was able to jump in there and grab that rebound, was fouled, couldn't get the shot to go, but will head to the line here for FCS with 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Next time we'll be on the air will be on Friday, as I will have the Cooperstown boys at Norwich. That'll be a 7:15 tip. Other games going on tonight. On the boys' side, DH is at Walton, GMU's at Franklin, and Edmiston is at UV. On the girls' side, Walton is at DH, Downsville is at Delhi, Franklin's at GMU here, and Edmiston is at UV. So those are the other games for boys and girls happening tonight. First shot for Temple is up and good. Second shot coming here for Franklin, and that one is off the rim to the right side, no good. Marin with the rebound. I do have a score from that Delhi game. Just went final. Delhi 51, Downsville 27 in that girls' ball game tonight. So we'll have some stats on Twitter later tonight from that ball game. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to Franklin. GMU had the ball there on offense. They tried to go to the interior, punched out of bounds, back to Franklin with 20 seconds to go in the third, and Franklin leading 53-34. So good to have you along here tonight on CDO once again. And here is Franklin at the top of the key with the basketball going right to left. Purple Devils will work it to the interior. Stolen away, though, by Ashlyn Merritt. 5 seconds to go. Third quarter. Olivia Held up the floor. Can she get a three off into the corner for Bonskowski at the buzzer? But if it goes, no, off the mark. End of the third, 53-34. Franklin girls on top of GMU. We'll be back with the fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, start of the fourth quarter here at GMU tonight, this girls varsity basketball game. First game of this shortened season. Again, if you're just tuning in, high-risk sports have been approved here in New York State. Each school, each section, each area, everybody kind of made their own decisions as to what they were going to do. And these are two of the schools that have said, yes, we're going to try to play the shortened season between now and March 6th. If you are tuning in, you're saying, how are they doing this? There's no spectators. Everybody in the building, including the players, the officials, the scorekeeper, myself, we all have to wear masks during the game. Everybody has to be temperature checked when they come in, fill out a whole bunch of forms. Again, no spectators, no fans. They are streaming the game on YouTube or different video platforms, and I'll try to be at as many games as I can to bring you the play-by-play action from various schools around the area. Not every school is playing. I should say that. It's going to be select games, select schools, some different matchups than we're used to seeing, but it's fun just for the athletes to be back out there once again. Start of the fourth quarter here at GMU. Raiders with the basketball. A shot from Marin is short. A jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow is going to give it back to Franklin here early in the fourth quarter. Story of this ball game is Kayla Campbell, the junior from Franklin, with 36 points. She had 30 in the first half. You heard me right, folks. 30 points for Kayla Campbell in the first half for Franklin. And again, 7.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll see what she ends up with here tonight. She's been much more pass-oriented here in the second half as she scored 6 points in that third quarter. A turnover by Franklin is going to give the ball back to GMU as they are going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim. Franklin's in the purple with the gold trim tonight. GMU will work it down low. A kiss off the glass on the right-handed layup from Tammy Barnes is good. Pass there from Ashlyn Marin makes it 53-36. Franklin girls on top of GMU. Franklin works it to the interior on the baseline. We're going to have a... Oh, I thought it was going to be a foul, but they're going to say Meredith Shivers stepped on the line. And so the turnover will give it back to GMU. And so working her way across midcourt is Tammy Barnes. Good balance scoring for GMU. 12 for Marin, 9 for Barnes, 8 for Perrine, and 5 for Boskowski. GMU down low, Maddie Payne. The pass there from Barnes, up and good, and the foul. And so Maddie Payne will be going to the line looking for the three-point play with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And the score 53-38, Franklin on top of GMU. So you'll want to make sure that you stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll be handing out those awards during our post-game show as Maddie Payne now has 5 points as she completes the old-fashioned three-point play right there. It's 53-39 with 6:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin girls on the road leading over GMU. Turnaround move there by Kayla Campbell. She got it right on the right low block. The turnaround was good. She's got 38. And so Barnes back down the floor. Had her pocket picked there by Marissa Campbell. Ahead for Kayla. Kayla stops. Wants a three. In and out. Rolled all the way around the world and then wouldn't go down. Rebound for GMU. With 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 55-39. Raiders with the ball. Here's Olivia Held dancing along the baseline. Tried to leave one off for Maddie Payne. Got knocked away, but Held was able to pull it back up. They go to Ashlyn Marin. Thought about a long two. Now instead makes a move, gets into the paint. Shot is too strong. We're going to have a foul underneath. Foul's going to be on GMU. It's going to be on Ashlyn Marin as she was crashing in there for that rebound. And with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter, it is 55-39. It's going to be the third foul on Marin. She's going to come to the bench here for a little breather. One of the things we haven't talked about yet, we've talked to a couple athletes, or I have at least off the air, about what's it like to play with these masks on. They say it's very, very hard to breathe. They're willing to do it so that they can get out there and be safe and play, but got to be very hard to breathe with those masks on. Marissa Campbell with the shot there, she missed it, but then the follow-up bucket there was from Zoe Warren, who has 6 points. 5:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Good follow-up rebound and the bucket there from Zoe Warren. So 5:35 to go in the fourth. Franklin leading 57-39. Both teams rotating everybody through. Everybody's getting the playing time here tonight. And so this will be Olivia Held on the baseline looking to pass it in for GMU. On the inbounds play, Held looking for some options. Dumps it to the interior. Ball is loose on the floor. And it's stolen away here by Kayla Campbell. As we approach 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Marissa. Wants to pass it to the interior. Here, back out for Kayla. Pull-up jumper. Hit the rim twice and good. So Kayla has 40. And it's 59-39 with 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. 40 points for Kayla Campbell tonight from Franklin. And to the foul line here for Maddie Payne. Back out for Hannah Boskowski. Her shot was short. And the rebound for Franklin. They'll work it back up the floor with Zoe Warren. Franklin going right to left. Here is Warren. Three-point line extended. We'll go back for Kayla Campbell. A pass to the interior for Lucia Temple. Back to Warren on the left low block. We'll dump one out with 10 on the shot clock for Marissa Campbell. She takes it into the paint. Little up and under move. No good. Rebound for Bonskowski. Went into the land of the skyscrapers there and pulled it down. Bonskowski in transition. Bounce pass. Finding held on the far side. Kicks one back out for Maddie Payne. Her jumper no good. Short, and it died on the front of the rim. Just not enough mustard on that one. 4:20 to go in the fourth. Franklin quickly in transition. Shot off the glass, but no, they'll say it was a travel first on Temple. And so the ball will go back to GMU with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. And a 59-39 score with the Franklin girls on top of GMU. These two teams will meet again on Friday. That game will be at Franklin. The boys will be back here, Franklin and GMU, at Gilbert Somont Upton on Friday. I'll be in Norwich, as it'll be Cooperstown taking on the Purple Tornado on Friday for a 7:15 tip. As we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, I'll be interested to see on Friday, how does Norwich handle the 6'8" John Kennedy, the man-child in the middle for the Hawkeyes? That'll be a fun game on Friday night. Timeout taken here by Franklin with 4:07 to go, fourth quarter. Franklin girls on top of GMU on the road, 59-39. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. So GMU will work the ball in. They go to Bonskowski on the left side of the floor. Works one inside for Perrine. Turnaround shot is good for Megan Perrine. And the nice pass there from Bonskowski. So Perrine's into double figures with 10. Good for her. And Franklin leads 59-41 with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter here tonight at GMU. I'm Nate Lull. Jim Tomeo and Craig Stevens back in our Sydney Main Street studios here at WCDO. Glad to be bringing you local high school basketball once again. And a big thank you to all our special sponsors that, you know, when we got the word that we were going to have high school basketball, we started to let some of our sponsors know. They said, yes, whatever you need, we're in. Just get us on those ball games. So great to have the support of a lot of local businesses. You'll hear those ads during the game here tonight and all our games going forward. Franklin with the basketball. Here is Marissa Campbell. Stops, pops for a long three. Just off the mark, out of bounds, and we'll go back to GMU with 3.5 to go. Again, stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show with awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Maravito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. We'll have our offense, our defense, and our all-purpose awards. So we'll give out those awards here tonight, courtesy of those three sponsors. So GMU with the basketball, crossing midcourt as they go left to right. Bonskowski will find held, the lone senior on this GMU team. Feeds one to the interior for Marin. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she's fouled, and we'll head to the line. Again, good balance tonight here for GMU. Marin with 12, Perrine with 10, Tammy Barnes with 9, and then you have Maddie Payne and Hannah Bonskowski with 5 points each. So I do think this GMU team is going to be good in this shortened season, and again, next year, only losing the one senior, they will be a force to be contended with in the Tri-Valley. Marin, her first shot is good. She's got 13, and the second shot coming. When Ash is healthy and everything is clicking, she is one of the better players in the league. Second shot is good. She's got 14. Key is just keeping those little injuries down and things like that. When she is in the groove, definitely a highly sought-after post player here in the Tri-Valley League. I know some colleges already starting to take a look at her. 3:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Franklin takes it down low. There's Kayla Campbell. Lost her in the paint. She's able to put it up and in. She's got 42. And Franklin leads 61-43 with 2:55 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU with the basketball. A long two there is short for Tammy Barnes. Rebound for Held. Wrestling and scrapping for it on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. And possession arrow will keep it with the Raiders. Of course, Franklin, the defending league champions here for the Tri-Valley, beat Cherry Valley Springfield in the championship game last year. GMU will look to get it in, stripped of the ball. Franklin will take it away. They'll bring it down the floor. Here is Kayla. Bounce pass over to the far side. Shot was no good there for Temple, but the rebound up and good for Kayla Campbell. She has 44. I think 44 might be her career high, if memory serves me. Don't quote me on that, folks, but it's very close to, if not her career high, as Franklin leads 63-43 with 2:22 to go in this fourth quarter. Ball was tipped out of bounds, last touch by Franklin, so it will stay with GMU. But again, 2:22 to go in this fourth quarter. At the end of the day, it's just very good to see these athletes all out here competing once again on the hardwood. Bonskowski will get it in off the inbounds pass. Right wing corner won't go. Perrine with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Marin was there, and she says, yes, I'll take that. So Marin has 16. That's a team high for GMU with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 63-45. Here's Kayla Campbell at the top of the key. Franklin going right to left. Campbell dumps one off for Zoe Warren, had her pocket picked. Bonskowski back the other way, wants to take it to the rim. She's fouled by Kayla, and Hannah will go to the line here. She has 5 points, looking to add to it for GMU with 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter. And Franklin leading GMU 63-45 here in this girls' showdown tonight between two Tri-Valley League teams. First shot for Bonskowski is up and good. She has 6. Second shot coming here for Hannah, a sophomore who came up last year when GMU started to make some noise last year in the league, had some key wins and gave everybody a tough game. 1-for-2 at the line there for Bonskowski as she misses that second shot. Marin was able to rip the rebound away from Meredith Shivers. They did call it a jump ball, and the arrow is going to give it back to Franklin this time. With 1:53 to go in the fourth quarter, and the score is 63-46. And so Franklin has the ball here, again with 1:53 to go. GMU taking some of those starters out. And again, this has been great. Everybody has had a chance to play here tonight. With 1:50 to go in this fourth quarter, Kayla Campbell with the basketball, looking to work a little clock here for the Purple Devils, looking to win their first game here in this shortened season. Franklin has some fun matchups coming up. I'm looking at one in just a couple of weeks where we will see Franklin taking on Deposit Hancock. You're going to have two of the best players in the area on the same floor when Kayla gets to go head-to-head with Lacey Drake, who is a Division I commit to UMBC. And so that will be two very good players going head-to-head in a couple of weeks. Let me look ahead on my schedule here. We'll have another jump ball in the meantime. Don't mean to take away from the action here, folks. But it will stay with GMU. I believe that game, yes, is tentatively right now on Wednesday, March 3rd, DH at Franklin. That'll be a doozy. 1:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Maddie Payne with a rebound off a miss there for GMU. Puts it up and in. So Maddie Payne now with 7 points. Makes it 63-48. Franklin girls on top of GMU with 1:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Of course, I am a GMU alum, so this is a special one for me, being up here in the balcony. Again, back in the day, they used to call this the Dog Pound. It was the home of the student section up here. It was a great place to watch a game, great place to call a game. Fun to be here tonight. 50 seconds to go in the fourth. Franklin working that ball around. Here's Kayla for 3 straight away, and it's off the mark and no good. Just a little short on that one. That was a deep 3. 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter, across the midcourt timeline for Sky Wilson. Wilson will work one for Olivia Held. Now back to Angelina Correll. Correll, who just got into the ball game, tries to work it to the interior. It was taken away by Marissa Campbell. 25 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Kayla with a bounce pass into the corner will now work it back. She'll gander up at the clock here, as Franklin, with no shot clock, will just work this one around, looking to tick off the final seconds here of this victory on the road with Franklin on top, 63-48. That looks like that's going to be our final score here tonight. Yes, it is. The Franklin girls defeat GMU on the road, as that's the final buzzer, 63-48. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
From the smallest moments to the biggest milestones, life is filled with triumphs, changes, and challenges. And no matter where you are in your life, you can count on NBT Bank to support you every step of the way. With a wide range of products and easy-to-use digital tools, all with friendly, local teams to help you make the most of them. So live confidently and look forward to what's next, knowing that NBT Bank is here to help you focus on what matters. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back one last time inside here at GMU. Our final score, the first basketball game of the season that we were able to do in this shortened season, which will run from now until March 6th, as we have the Franklin girls defeating GMU 63-48 here tonight. And let's go through our scoring summary. First for Franklin, this is really the story of the game here. 44 points for the junior, Kayla Campbell. She was on fire. She had 30 in the first half. In the second half, took a much more kind of a backseat role, was getting rebounds, steals, trying to get her teammates involved. But still, the game just comes so naturally to her that sometimes she finds herself in the right place and has to put in kind of one of those free layups. So Kayla with 44 tonight, she was spectacular for Franklin. 10 points for her twin sister, Marissa Campbell. She was the second leading scorer for Franklin tonight. I have Zoe Warren with 6 points, Paige Dutcher with 2, Lucia Temple with 1 point tonight for Franklin. On the other side for GMU, very balanced scoring. I thought this was good tonight for the Raiders. Ashlyn Marin with a team-high 16 points, 10 for Megan Perrine. I have 9 for Tammy Barnes, 7 for Maddie Payne, and 6 for Hannah Bonskowski. So I think in the long run, that's really going to pay off for GMU because, you know, Marin and Bonskowski, as I said, coming into the game, arguably their best two players. Those two could go off at any point. If you start to get those nice contributions from Tammy Barnes, from Megan Perrine, from Maddie Payne coming off the bench tonight, 7 points, that was huge. GMU could be a very, very balanced team. So GMU has made a tough schedule here during this kind of shortened season. They're playing Franklin, they're playing Unitigo, but these are the things that are going to make you better. So it's a good thing for GMU, that's for sure. Let's get into our post-game sponsors, our post-game awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think that's an easy choice here tonight. 44 points for Kayla Campbell. She will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. 30 points at halftime. Again, I don't remember a time at WCDO where I've seen any athlete, boy or girl, have 30 in the first half. That was an incredible performance tonight from Kayla, so kudos to her. Next up is our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that tonight to Ashlyn Marin from GMU. Yes, she had the 16 points, but she's always a force on the inside, rebounding the basketball, block shots. She's just always making things difficult on the inside for the other team. So we'll give Ashlyn Marin from GMU our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. It's a tough choice here tonight because GMU was so balanced, as we talked about. We usually do two awards for the winning team and one for the losing team. So we'll go Marissa Campbell tonight, 10 points from Franklin. She will get our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Sometimes I think Kayla finds herself so wide open because Marissa knows where she's going to be, can hit her with those passes for those easy buckets. So we'll give tonight's ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award to Marissa Campbell. So that's going to do it. Again, our final score here tonight, Franklin girls on the road defeating at GMU 63-48. Again, a big shout-out to GMU for allowing me to come in and set up. This is a tough time with no spectators, so we're glad that we can be here and bring these games to you. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo and to Craig Stevens back in our CDO studios. Appreciate all the work they put in. We'll be back on the air on Friday, and we'll have our Butler Auto pregame show, Norwich Boys hosting Cooperstown at 7:15. Tune in around 7:05 for that pregame show. Check out WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. You got the game audio archive. We'll have all the games that we've done in past years. We'll have this one up there tomorrow so you can listen back to it. All the Twitter scores and stats, anything you need, all right there, WCDOsports.com. So, all right, I'm Nate Lull signing off. We'll see you on Friday night right here on WCDO Sports. Have a good night.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. From Broadway to baseball, hot concerts to hockey, there are simply more ways to win on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.